This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Ashley Monroe's fourth album titled Sparrow. Monroe's a singer and songwriter with roots in country music. On her new album, she features a string section, hearkening back, Ken says, to a type of country music called countrypolitan.
There's a sense of drama about Sparrow, the new album by Ashley Monroe. More than just a collection of songs, it's a mood piece. It's an attempt to find some small piece of heaven on earth, a place where her narrators can find both peace and control. She finds both of these elements with a stark directness that characterizes this entire album.
This heaven that I'm It's a fast train headed south. This heaven that I'm holding, it's not forevermore. It's not for everyone. It's a lonely
Monroe has said in recent interviews that she and producer Dave Cobb listen to a lot of pop country records that use strings, Glen Campbell's Wichita Lineman in particular. She's embracing the idea that this album, Sparrow, is a contemporary example of countrypolitan music. A brief explanation. In the 1960s and early 70s, the country music industry felt under commercial siege by the rise of Elvis Presley and rock and roll at one end, and the Beatles and the British invasion on the other. The Nashville corporate reaction was to try and appeal to audiences in big cities by removing the twang and the steel guitar. Vocalists started crooning in front of string sections. The idea was to make country sound metropolitan, and thus countrypolitan. I remember as a kid thinking that countrypolitan was mawkish, corny stuff. Now, I listen to a song like End of the World, released in 1962 and sung by Skeeter Davis, and it strikes me as possessing an almost unearthly beauty.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
That's Skeeter Davis. Ashley Monroe stakes her own claim to countrypolitan classicism on what I think is both the most beautiful and the catchiest song on Sparrow. It's built around an unlikely hook, the perfectly ordinary phrase, "I'm paying attention." From it flows a gorgeous combination of vocal and orchestration.
I'm paying attention, so give me a sign.
Because of Monroe's delicate phrasing and her high, curling tones, her singing can register as soft or perhaps passive. It's something she's mindful of and pushes against at numerous points on this album, nowhere so clearly as in the song Hands on You. Instead of singing about mothers and daughters and heartache as she does elsewhere, Hands on You presents an earthier character, a woman who acts on feelings of lust.
I wish I would have laid my hands on you. Should
shown you a thing or two. I wish I'd have pushed you against the wall, locked the door in a bathroom stall, and the windows indiscreet. I wish you laid your hands on me. That kind gonna bring me to my knees. I wish I'd let you lay me down, 'cause I wouldn't be here wishing now. I wish I'd laid my hands on you.
Ashley Munro is working in a space that's almost entirely separate from anyone else in country music right now. It's territory that's been occupied before, in the 1970s and 80s, when the country charts were more amenable to the kind of drama Munro wants to explore. When Lori Morgan tested independence in the song A Picture of Me Without You. When Lynn Anderson told men, I never promised you a rose garden. Ashley Munro sings about paying attention and putting her hands on you. She's all about connecting with the one person who's sitting right in front of her and with the larger audience that ought to be hanging on every word she sings.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Ashley Munro's new album called Sparrow. On tomorrow's show, British singer Tracy Thorn. She has a new solo album. She's formerly of the duo Everything But the Girl, which she formed with her husband, Ben Watt. We'll talk with her about motherhood, midlife, performing, and feminism. She's also a columnist for the British political magazine, The New Statesman. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show.
Ow! Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick.
We'll end today's show with a track featuring one of James Brown's funky drummers, Jabbo Starks, who died Tuesday at his home in Mobile, Alabama. He was 79. Jabbo Starks played on dozens of James Brown hits, including Sex Machine, Superbad, Hot Pants, I Got Ants in My Pants, Make It Funky, Papa Don't Take No Mess, and this one, Licking Stick, which was released in 1968, 50 years ago this month. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
I'm telling me the other day she didn't want to be a drag.